This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast to my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, to great radio stations all across America, thanks to the wonderful people at the Genesis Communications Network and GCN Live. By the way, our podcast is also available over there, GCNlive.com. They do it in a different manner than the other stations. They put 1 hour at a time there, so you get hour one, two, three, and four. You can listen to it that way. And if somebody wants to isolate something out because you want to hear a certain part, you can do that. Now, as we also broadcast on selected Salem Media stations across the country in some of the biggest markets out there, and, of course, we have a number of independent stations as well scattered in for good measure around the countryside, and we thank them all for that. Plus, you can hear us on the Internet and on satellite, the Westwood One satellite. We'll get to that, more of that in a minute. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. On our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, the men and the women out there, we appreciate each and every one of you and the great job you do. The FedEx and UPS drivers, UPS goes back to the table to talk to the company tomorrow. And our bulk mail haulers, we appreciate you delivering the mail like you do. And our suicide jockeys, hauling the gas and the diesel and the other petroleum products that we need to have so we can go. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show. That's the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show. We have a chat room over there. You can get in that and contact us as well. Now, we're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, the Truth Social website. That's Donald Trump's social media site. And we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. Now, you can also hear our podcast, besides on the radio stations you're listening to, but also my website, the Captain's America Third Watch .com. But you can hear it on Amazon Music, on Spotify, on Player FM, on Radio Iguana in India, on Boom Play in Africa, on Google, on Odyssey, on iHeartRadio, and the Apple Podcast. So we appreciate everybody that tunes in by that way and listens to us on the podcast as well. And we just knocked them dead over the weekend on Amazon Music. And I thank you very much for the people that listen to us over there. Now, don't forget, our website is the Captain's America Third Watch.com. The Captain's America Third Watch.com. And here we go. Right now, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics in California, IA. Good morning, Mr. Red Hot Kyle.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody.
And the reason I said Red Hot Kyle is because you're over there in the area that's steaming again. I see solid red east of you. And Arizona, I wouldn't even want to guess what the temperature is going to be.
Well, that's right. I think right now in Phoenix, it's like 99 degrees at this moment.
It looks like it's going to go way up again. You know, they've been having all those temperatures. By the way, let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Of course.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And you're damn right, folks. I wave the flag. I say the Pledge of Allegiance. I stand up for the national anthem. I salute the flag if I'm wearing military cover. But all veterans, whether you got military cover or not, you can salute that flag when they play the national anthem. And we do, because some of us actually shed our blood for the country, unlike others who have no clue.
Very powerful, yeah.
Of course it's powerful. It's set that way for a reason. Now, a CNN panelist has called out Vice President Harris over her completely made-up Florida slavery curriculum claim that she said last week. And she did lie about that. That is an outright lie. And I would, if I were Governor Ron DeSantis, I would go to where she was at, stand up in the crowd, and say, I demand an apology right now for the lie that you put out there about my state.
Well, that's right. And this is the CNN political commentator Scott Jennings on CNN called out Vice President Harris, saying that this was a totally made up deal. Of course, she's talking about this. Somehow she got the notion that there, people are being taught in Florida that slaves benefited from slavery or some such thing. But he said what's amazing to me is how little Kamala Harris apparently has to do, that she can read something on Twitter one day and be on an airplane the next to make something literally out of nothing. And he went on to talk about how it was a made-up deal. He looked at the standards. He read them for himself and so forth. So this isn't the deal at all. But Kamala Harris wanted to apparently make it into something that she could milk for more attention, I guess.
Let me try to explain this kind of slowly so if anyone from Kamala's camp is listening, they'll get this. When the slaves were freed, one of the places they came to was Florida and the Deep South. And they started businesses, and they started homes, and they started farms. And we had black businesses, white businesses, green businesses, yellow businesses. That's one of the places they came to make a better life for themselves. That's what's being taught, not the opposite.
Well, but of course, the whole idea of slavery, it's all this is being revisited, but it's being revisited not in a way so that we have a clearer version of history, because we all learned American history, warts and all, Captain.
Mm-hmm.
But it's being revisited in order to create a division, and it's not very good for our country right now. We need unity as opposed to division.
Speaking of division, we got to take a little break here, and then we'll come back and we'll reform our troops, if you will. But don't go anywhere. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch Monday morning edition. And yes, 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 it's going to be a scorcher again down here where I'm at. Probably more than likely where you're at. We'll be right back.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You're tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce. I'm the Captain's America, Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
All righty, that's Jeff in Sarasota. And if you don't know who he is, you can probably meet him Tuesday at Mission Barbecue on West Waters if you want to come out and have lunch with the Captain. And then, of course, our special final lunch. We're going to sing Auld Lang Syne at Mixon's Fruit Farm, Mixon's Groveside Cafe, on Thursday. We'll be there. We're going to take a group picture out in front of the store. And whoever's there is welcome to be in the picture with us. And it's going to be emotional for some because the store is closing. The business is being sold. They're closing their doors on the 29th of July, which is this coming Saturday. 3 p.m. will be their last official hour that they'll be open. And we wish them well. Janet and Dean have been great, great, great friends to the Bradenton and Sarasota community down there. Done a lot of favors for a lot of people and helped out a lot of different groups and individuals, myself included. And we're going to miss them, but they're going to be back in some other fashion. Just don't know what that is yet. So anyway, this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. Yep, Relief Factor. Remember, 100% drug-free. It's what I take every day, and I take it in the morning with my breakfast. Have been for about 13 years. All drug-free. Now, you can go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. $19.95 gets you started on a three-week quick start. And Kyle's going to say what he says when we talk about Relief Factor. What is it there, Kyle?
Well, we like to say all you have to lose is pain.
Amen to that one, brothers and sisters. Relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95 on the three-week quick start. Give it a try. See what it'll do for you. Okay, Mr. Kyle, before we get going, let's go to the telephone line. Bagamon Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Captain Kyle. Seeing where some Harvard law professors or people at Harvard have sent an open letter to President Biden basically saying that the MAGA Supreme Court is not a normal court and are calling on him to use what they call popular constitutionalism to issue executive orders and work their way around the court. And yep. the other thing was that in New York City, some men attempted to intervene when migrants outside a shelter started throwing objects at people on the street, and they were attacked by the migrants. So the migrant situation up there might be starting to get out of control, too. All right, that's it, Cap.
Well, don't care about the migrants in New York City. They make their own bed, they lie in it, and I think every one of them should be loaded on a barge and sent out to sea. That's just me. But the other thing is, when it comes time for this, law professors making this suggestion, you and I, Kyle, talked about this last Thursday.
Well, that's right. And again,
that's when it first came out, I might add. Mm-hmm.
The centers around, of course, somebody's interpretation of the
sure.
Constitution. But Captain, what they're talking about is they're saying to negate the Supreme Court.
Right.
So is the Supreme Court the final decision? If conservatives don't like a decision, can they just negate it? Or
nope.
Or how does this new thing work? I wonder. But of course, this is it all designed to help try to tear down the integrity of the court.
Yep.
It has nothing to do with trying to get new, to write these wrong decisions. It has to do with tearing down the integrity of the court for something else.
You have to go back to the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and go in there and take a look, because there's some reference in there, especially in the Constitution, to the Supreme Court and how it was decided. It is a separate branch of government. The only thing that wasn't written word for word were the numbers of Supreme Court justices that they could have.
Well, that's right. We saw that play out back in the time of FDR,
right.
And that went nowhere. But that's right. It's a co-equal branch of government, and so it's really kind of toying with something that chips away at the foundation of our republic structure, and that, again, is something that we don't want to see happen.
And these law professors, they can huff, they can puff, they can do whatever they want. But unless they got enough votes to have a constitutional convention or to bring the Congress together and do what they need to do, which is not just 60 votes, it's two-thirds of the Congress has to change this if they want to do it, they'll never do it. Never.
Well, that's right. They have to go through the constitutional amendment process.
Yeah,
and it's
convention of states.
Well, right. Well, it's hard for a reason, basically, and that is because it's not supposed to be changed willy-nilly.
Nope.
This is very similar to the Electoral College. You're not supposed to just simply have a tyranny of the majority. But yet, at every turn, Captain, we see, especially the far-left Democrat Party, they want to mm-hmm. take away these time-honored foundations of our republic.
And everything that we see happening right now today, if you understand the Cloward-Piven strategy, and those 13 rules for radicals from Saul Alinsky, if you understand that, everything they're doing falls along that line. That's what they're trying to do. And some of you are falling for this hook, line, and sinker. You better go do a little bit of studying, do your homework, and find out what the Democrats are doing. Because once you understand, you'll understand they can't do it.
Well, but also, if you notice the key word in there, Captain, the key word was MAGA justices, right?
Yep.
Or the key phrase.
Yep.
The key phrase, MAGA justices. You know, these justices aren't MAGA justices.
Nope.
In fact, Supreme Court justices historically sometimes turn out to be exactly the opposite of what the president that appointed them thought they would be like.
Yep, and some of them were approved by both members of the aisle, so there you go. Now, public trust in the FBI has reached what's being called the red zone. The U.S. is inching closer to mayhem, chaos, and anarchy, according to the Wall Street Journal. I won't argue with that because we find out more and more. And again, it's the deep state. And what is the deep state? Well, let's see. Got to go back to Barack Obama when he appointed 89 people, made them full-time professional members of the government, not people that just worked there at the will of the government, but they were permanently entrenched by Barack Obama by being appointed to their positions, which is the deep state, and you can't get rid of them unless you find them doing something criminally illegal.
Well, Dan Henninger in the Wall Street Journal, he wrote an article just recently here called The FBI Loses in Public, where he looked at the diminishing trust in things like the FBI. And, of course, the idea, Captain, that there's any kind of corruption or that there's any kind of special favoritism or selective, going after just conservatives or just Republicans is very disconcerting and should be to all Americans.
Now, yesterday on a Sunday, when a lot of people would be in church, especially in the Orthodox country of Ukraine, correct?
Right, right.
Russia decided to lob a bunch of missiles and bombs, some cluster bombs, I might add, in the mix, on an Orthodox cathedral, which they managed to just about destroy. Many dozens of people were wounded, and at least one person was killed, as of this report.
Well, that's right. We understand at least 22 people were wounded, at least one person killed, as you said. This was in the Black Sea city of Odessa.
Yep.
Occurred on Sunday.
Port city.
That's right. And unfortunately, four children were part of the the group that was killed. They also damaged many other landmarks in the city, including what's called the historic Transfiguration Cathedral. So just very, very sad news coming out of Ukraine.
Now, Benjamin Netanyahu went into the hospital over the weekend, and this time he was fitted with a pacemaker for the problems that he's having. Netanyahu, of course, is about to attend the controversial judicial reform vote on Monday as the crisis is spiraling, and it looks like as if they have enough votes to do what they need to do with their court, Supreme Court over there in Israel. So we'll see. But Netanyahu, the pressure's got to him, and again, he's suffering from heart palpitations and whatnot, so they had to put a pacemaker in him.
Yeah, well, for whatever reason, I mean, obviously cardiac issues are very serious, and certainly a pacemaker.
You're telling me.
Is there to help. Well, of course, I know. I remember. And it's very, very serious indeed. So this, the legislation package about the judiciary, is certainly going to be, well, it is controversial, and we'll see how this goes.
Now, Trump has floated an alternative to joining the Republican debate stage. What's that alternative?
I think he spelled it out something on True Social, I believe, and I think it does. I think it has something to do with an alternative debate or some other such thing like
with
that.
With Newsmax. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
He wants to go to have Newsmax have a debate, and he will go there.
And he may just do that. Well, and that's fine. But honestly, I think it would do Trump well to go to the debate and answer these questions or answer these, you know, quote-unquote attacks or criticisms, and sharpen his claws with that if he really wants to go to the general election. The general election is not going to be anything like these Republican primaries, and that's just going to be true for any candidate.
All right, well, coming up on the bottom of the hour, we're going to take a break, and your stations are going to get a chance to pay some of their bills and identify themselves. Might get a little traffic, a little weather, a little sports along the way there. It depends, but we will be right back right after this break, so don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
U.S. USA News Update. A Texas Republican says it's up to Congress to come up with a solution to the border crisis. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Congressman Tony Gonzalez said none of the presidential administrations over the past several decades have made significant progress in solving the issue. An expert on gender-affirming health care says transgender issues are not a new thing. Dr. Marcy Bowers on CBS said transgender identities date back to biblical times, but it's become more of an issue today because people aren't feeling, quote, more comfortable coming out. A White House economic advisor says Bidenomics is going in the right direction. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, White House Council of Economic Advisors Chair Jared Bernstein noted that wages are starting to outpace inflation. A record-setting opening weekend for Barbie, making $155 million. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Captain here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
You betcha. Make sure you check out the Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care, especially if you've got swollen ankles or legs or maybe your calves and you don't know what's going on. That's a buildup normally of fluid. And when you find out what's causing it, then they can help you get rid of it because there is a way to do that. And it's the fluid that's causing you to have the problems. And I found out almost too late because it can kill you, okay? It got up into my chest, got up near my heart, and it was literally starting to drown me from the inside out, so to speak. But anyway, check them out, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care, 727-896-4615, the phone number. Anywhere in the country, give them a call. If you're coming over this way, they'll definitely take a look at you. 727-896-4615. Okay, let's go back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I want to run something by you. You ready?
Sure.
We know the Fed is trying to cure inflation, right?
Right.
Without starting a recession, too, right?
Right.
Well, it's a little bit late for the recession, but what started this inflation to begin with? Who and what particular?
Well,
go ahead.
Yeah, well, basically, you know, what you're going to be hearing out there is a lot of talk about, well, there's a lot of extra money out there. There was the, you know, the COVID money was now in circulation. And so, you know, and yes, when you do put a lot more cash into circulation, you're going to start seeing a little, some inflationary measures, but, or some inflationary responses. But I think, Captain, it continues to go back to the fuel prices because gasoline shot up right after Joe Biden went into the White House because of the moves that he made, and everything becomes sort of a rolling along from that, no pun intended, because of everything else going up because it costs so much to deliver stuff.
You are just so smart because you have been paying attention to me from the beginning. I've said that ever since it started. When we got down to $1.87 a gallon, I could see what was starting to happen, and Biden came in and threw the stuff out there. I did about, well, we're not going to be relying on fossil fuel and all that sort of stuff. Right away, you started to see what happened. And by the way, when the prices on, and let's talk about another end of this. Do you know how many jobs were lost because of backing off our oil production and stopping the fuel line production, the fuel pipeline production, all that? Do you know how many jobs related to oil were lost? Over a million, right off the bat, over a million jobs.
I mean, that's very significant.
Well, there goes your economy.
Well, that's right. When everything starts to go up in price, mm-hmm. bread, milk, eggs, whatever it might be, because those fuel prices went up, you can track it back to the genesis of that. Yes, there are other factors, but here we go, Captain, with the notion that the Fed can control this. It can, for lack of a better term, sort of wave a magic wand. As long as they wave it long enough and loud enough, somehow it's all going to go back to normal. But what we really need to do is get the price down where things don't cost so much because of the production and the delivery.
And here's the way we have to do it, ladies and gentlemen. I don't care who the Republican president is. I really don't. If it's Donald Trump, fine. If it's Ron DeSantis, fine. If it's Tim Scott, fine. But they've got to have a Republican Senate behind them and a Republican House behind them to change the mess that Biden did. We can do this if we get rid of the Democrats that created the mess to begin with, and some of the rhino Republicans who were right there with them. Vote these bums out and start over with people that will go after the root problem here in America. And whether you like it or not, I don't care if you're an environmentalist and you're going to call me names. Guess what? Our country revolves around the price of oil. Oil is the basis for our economy. The cheaper it is, the cheaper everything else is around it.
Well, sure. And, you know, there's going to be other energy ideas and sources that are going to organically come about as we head into the future.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, though, Captain, you know, you can't hobble the country overnight mm-hmm. in order to please a political yep. faction.
Yep. And by the way, speaking of political faction, we heard Joe Biden talk about what a mess the border was under Donald Trump, and he didn't have things under control, but he does, and the border's not a problem. And we heard all of that until just a little while ago when he couldn't deny it anymore. But according to the Customs and Border Patrol, their data shows that under the Biden watch since the day he started, the border encounters, that's people coming across the border, have quadrupled under his leadership.
Well, that's right. And why is that? And I think a lot of that, Captain, is that, you know, the word gets out. Hey, come to the United States. Joe Biden's going to let you in. It's not a big deal.
We got a patsy in the White House. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Right, right. And then even Kamala Harris, early on in the administration, went down to Central America, basically, and said, don't come. But she kind of whispered it. You know, it wasn't really a declarative statement.
Yeah, yeah. Don't come, but here's your passports. And by the way, the people that want to get passports can't because they gave so many to the illegals.
Well, right. And then, of course, you have this other mumbo-jumbo about Kamala mm-hmm. Harris is going to get to the root causes mm-hmm. of why people are migrating to the United States. And so they just kind of go spin around with that for a long, long period of time, knowing that the damage is being done.
Now, the DOJ is demanding that Texas remove the floating border barriers because there's terrible things that are happening and the people are drowning and people can't come across the border. They got to negotiate their way under or over the barrel or whatever. And of course, Governor Abbott said, see you in court.
Well, that's right. So here's how the argumentation goes, right? And that is somehow this was not installed with the approval of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Also, according to the DOJ, the barrier violates what is called the Rivers and Harbors Act because it creates a hazard to navigation on the river. So that's their starting
point. That's not true. You've seen the boats go by them on both sides of the barrels.
Right. But they've got to start somewhere with their argumentation. So, of course, what this does, it creates a legal problem, and that's got to be litigated and then finally some kind of decision made. But, yeah, they're not happy about it, that's for sure.
Now, I stand behind Jason Aldean. I'm all in. Hashtag all in. Now, he defied the cancel mob. Performing Try That in a Small Town as the crowd chanted USA, USA. And he said, and I quote, I want to see America restored to what it once was. Well, a lot of country and Western singers are standing behind him right now. Some people that you might not have thought would have, but they are.
Well, that's what it looks like as well. And this is an interesting. It's an interesting.
And even a rocker, by the way, by the name of Ted Nugent. I love that one.
Well, it's an interesting dichotomy because, of course, you know, you have the whole Bud Light issue start up, and then now you've got the Jason Aldean issue starting up. And in both matters, the brouhaha actually, you know, catapulted each of those events into the stratosphere. So, you know, it's interesting because if you didn't have people come up with such criticism about the song that Jason Aldean wrote and sang, it wouldn't be where it is right now. So he's actually thanked those people who pushed him to the top on this.
Well, it's number one in, Apple?
iTunes. I think
iTunes and Apple, and I think it was also number one over at Amazon. I saw it when I was looking at the things earlier.
Well,
made it, but, you know, all of a sudden you got all these different places that are going that we didn't even know about. I didn't know some of these things were over there.
Well, that's right. So, it's interesting because the controversies themselves actually take on a life of their own, whereas if the Bud Light controversy hadn't gone the way it went, the person might have got some cans and nobody would have heard about it ever again. But this is how these things begin to grow.
All righty, folks, and we're going to be coming back with more here in the Captain's America Third Watch, the Truckers Highway and Bible Report coming right back up again. Going to take another look at the roads out there. Don't go anywhere more with Kyle Warren and yours truly on the Captain's America Third Watch, Monday morning edition.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Yeah, the other night.
Well, let's see, Kyle. I'll give you three guesses, and the first two don't count. Who is that singing that song?
Well, that's George Thorogood, of course.
Yeah, and it's his band of the Stores, I Drink Alone. That's back in the early days, I might add, when he had that big old thick guitar, thicker than one of the ones you'll see around today, for the most part, the old classic. I think it was a Gibson is who made those, I think. But the guitar's got to be about 4 inches, maybe 5 inches thick. So there you go. But I drink alone. All right, well, we're not going to drink, but we're going to tell you about the weather. It might drive you to drinking. So, Jacob, tell us what's going on out west there, Kyle.
Well, of course, yeah, and you don't want to drink and drive either. That's for darn sure. Okay, so we're going to start off in the southwest tonight near Tucumcari, New Mexico. We got a heat advisory going on there. Albuquerque also has a heat advisory. Las Cruces has a heat advisory. Our friends in Roswell, New Mexico, they've got a heat advisory as well.
That's because it goes in the dark there.
That's right. Excessive heat warnings, of course, in southern Arizona, including Tucson and Phoenix. Phoenix right now checking in at 98 degrees. It's lost a degree since last hour. But during the day, whole different story, folks. Excessive heat warning also for Salt Lake City. Heat advisory all the way up to 15 from St. George coming out of Nevada there, out of Arizona, I should say. And then also, of course, we've got wind advisories up near Reno coming out I-80 on your way to Winnemucca. Up in Montana, we've got a heat advisory in the eastern part of the state. Fire weather warning, that means gusty winds as well for our friends near Missoula, also over towards the Deer Lodge and all the way up to the Canadian border. Same story for Spokane, Walla Walla, and, of course, southern Oregon as well. Be careful out there.
Well, I'll tell you what, we've had a change since the last hour with the middle part of the country. North Dakota, not much. South Dakota, southeast corner, we got a high heat advisory. And, oh, by the way, now in Nebraska, Omaha down 29, all the way down to Missouri, you're going to have some interesting weather because we've got some rain in there. We've got some high temperatures in there. We've got some severe weather that there's watches and warnings down through that stretch, as well as the state line right along Iowa at the moment. So you could get some interesting weather over the next few hours there with what's transpiring right now. Now, in Kansas, central part of Kansas, from north to south, from the Nebraska line on down to the Oklahoma line, you've got a high heat advisory. Also in the central part of Oklahoma, right up to the tip of Oklahoma City, but not over to the east of that yet, but I'm sure it will be. And then down along the southern border of Oklahoma, all the way across to where I-35 comes northbound, you've got a high heat advisory. And then over there towards Wichita Falls and straight on down through, straight on down through Midland and Odessa and on down towards the outskirts of San Antonio, you got a high heat advisory out west about maybe 100 miles or so. And down in the valley, we just had something pick up down there from Galveston down to not quite Brownsville, but a little bit further north than that, about 20, 30 miles off the border. But over towards Eagle Pass, you've got the high heat advisor over there. Now, our Schmutz alert tonight continues up there in Minnesota as well as Wisconsin. And there's rain in the upper peninsula of Michigan and the northeastern quadrant of Minnesota tonight up there around Duluth. You have got rain showers predicted for the course of today. Might have a little bit of flooding involved in the works. Depends on how hard it rains. But the outside air quality is very bad up there, especially in the Twin Cities and around Milwaukee over to Minnesota on down to Chicago. Now, let's go over to the east, the middle Atlantic states, because in Virginia and along the West Virginia line up where 81 comes up through there, you're going to have some unsettled weather conditions for what could be some heat and or some thundershowers today. Could be some rain over in that area. Also brings you down into the mountains of North Carolina. And down in the south, Florida, We do have the big old solid red down there below Miami-Dade on down to the Keys, if you will. So you're going to be in 100-degree-plus temperatures down there again. And then on up north of there, up to Lake Okeechobee, West Palm, over to Naples, the temperatures will be in the 90 with a feels-like heat index is up around 100 or so. So that's what we got going on. Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J, please.
All right, folks, don't forget the good people at Pilot Flying J Travel Centers bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report. Check them out at pilotflyingj.com. Find out about the My Rewards Plus app. Find out how you can save 10 cents a gallon on every gallon of gas that you buy, and much, much more as well, including their locations function right there on their website, pilotflyingj.com.
Okay, we're going to go over to the phone line, and we have Denise Simon from the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook and founderscode.com with us. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
All right, let's figure out why the Russians are still shooting at Ukraine on a Sunday, and of all places to hit, they decided to hit a Russian Orthodox cathedral.
Well, they hit an Orthodox church, correct. And that's really not the first time, but I would say this is adding, in fact, to war crimes. Because
yeah.
That is, in fact, a war crime.
Mm-hmm.
So now what happens? You know, what does NATO do? What do other countries that have business relationships with Russia, what do they do? These are the tactics, I would argue, that we had with Islamic State. There's not a lot of distinction there. So, you know, suddenly it seems that all these people that were on the side of Russia have kind of fallen silent, haven't they?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they should fall silent because there's no excuse for this. There just isn't. They can't make up one and say, we went off target. No, it didn't. They pointed it right at what they wanted to hit.
Well, that's it. And now will there be sanctions by other countries? I would argue that the sanctions that the United States has against China, Iran, North Korea, Russia, you know, they're not even being enforced. So I would say that, you know, some of this is our own fault.
Yeah.
But there's a pretty much silence from this White House, isn't there?
Well, that's what you get when you get a president that can't go up a full flight of stairs to get down to Air Force One. But then again, I rest my case. Kyle, let's see here. Got about 10, 15 seconds. You want to throw something in there?
Well, I think especially after the top of the hour, you know, we want to ask Denise as well more about these border encounters that we continue to have, and is there going to be any stop to that in the near future? And, of course, also more about what's happening on the China front as well.
All right, you guys hold on, folks. We'll be right back with more with Kyle and with Denise and with myself coming up after the top of the hour news right here on the Captain's America Third Watch Monday morning edition. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.